This is the Good Neighbor Podcast, the place where local businesses and neighbors come together. Here's your host, Garfield Bowen.
Welcome to the Good Neighbor Podcast. Are you in need of a roofer? Surprisingly, one may be closer than you think. Today, I have the pleasure of introducing your neighbor, Larry Neese with Neese Roofing. Larry, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great, Garfield. Yes, I am.
Listen, we're excited to learn all about you and your business. Tell us about your company.
All right. So here's one of the things about us. We are a true family-owned business. A lot of people say family-owned. My wife and I and two of my sons are all owners and shareholders in the company. Three of my four sons work in the company full-time. We are 100% focused on excellence, and we are in the relationship and client experience business. We just happen to be roofers, so our focus is definitely engaged in our customers. I'm also a veteran. We're a veteran-owned company as well.
Thank you for your service. You sound like you're all in. Tell us about your, how did you get into this business?
So I will tell you, when I got out of the military, I moved back to Ocala, Florida, which is where I'm originally from. So I'm a Ocala boy. And I went to work at a restaurant, believe it or not. It was the first thing I could find. I was able to work in the evening. So I was working like 5 to 1 in the morning as a cook in a 24-hour, very busy restaurant. I met a contractor that was friends with the restaurant owner that was doing some work. And he actually hired me to do a little bit of work during the days. And I did that for a little while after, you know, kind of being in that for 2 or 3 months. He was a general contractor. He had a roofer that also asked me if I would do some work for him as well. I ended up ultimately taking that job, and the story was kind of over from there. I moved out of the restaurant roofing full time as a young man, you know, working 60 to 100 hours a week. They would give me as much as I wanted, and I was ready for it.
So you were all in. Okay. So what are some of the myths and misconceptions? I mean, when people think of roofing, what are some of the myths and misconceptions?
Oh, man, I will tell you, of course, there's a lot in Florida. You know, we've had all kinds of problems with insurance and legislation and insurance. But as a person who's gonna do business with a roofing company, the biggest misconception is always about what am I getting in this quote? What am I getting in this proposal? A lot of times we'll be in the top echelon. Sometimes we'll be in the higher echelon price-wise, but I really have to break it down and explain to them that we have lots of certifications. We have lots of manufacturer training. A lot of these things are very important. And if you have a warranty, the misconception is that I got a new roof, I'm going to get a warranty and everything's fine. But the problem is 5-6 years down the road, if there's a problem with, you know, you've had a storm or something fails in the roofing system and the manufacturer's products, when they investigate it, if it's not done right per their specifications, you may actually not be covered. So we have manufacturer certifications. We're Owens Corning Platinum, which is a big deal. And they will actually, with a upgraded warranty, they'll cover even our workmanship for as long as you own the roof, which means if we go out of business or somehow we decide to be done in the business, Owens Corning will still warranty my workmanship and our companies all the way to the end of the life of the roof. So that's very important. Sometimes certification and professionalism and knowing how it needs to be done for the manufacturers makes all the difference should you ever need a warranty down the road.
Okay, Larry, I see that big N on your hat.
Yes, sir.
Listen, when you're not busy running your business outside of work, what do you like to do for fun?
Oh man, that's a big question. Well, as I said, we're a family business, so it's kind of when I'm off work, I'm a big family guy. Married for 31 years. Three of our sons live here. One lives in Ohio. My sons and I, we fish. We're hunters. We do a lot of shooting. You know, we go target shooting like for clays and skeet and things like that. So we do a lot of that. We're very involved in the community. Some of my sons are also involved with me. So we're involved in youth agriculture and some homeless programs. We work with Graceway Village and Little Birthday Angels. So we're very involved with those guys as much as we can be as well. And I just became a grandfather in November of last year. So that's a big deal. First girl, So now we're having to travel about every 3 months up to Ohio to go see this little bundle of joy that it's going to make me broke. I'm telling you, I've never bought girls clothing, and now I want to buy her all the stuff I've never got to do having four sons.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Let's change gears a little bit. Life often throws us curveballs. Let's talk about some hard times, some struggles, things you went through, and you can look back today and say you're better and stronger because of it. What comes to mind?
Boy, I will tell you, that's a very easy one. I'm sure you remember the housing crisis back in 2007, 2008. So I moved here in 2004. I took a job with a big roofing company here in Fort Pierce. 3-year contract. The guy was going to retire, and he did retire. I came here. I worked in that business until my contract was basically up, and we got him ready for retirement. And you know, the housing market had crashed. Nobody was hiring. Construction companies were either going out of business or laying off almost all of their staff. So it was very tough for me. We had moved down 3 years prior. I had not been involved in a lot of networking, not very social because I had a very rigorous job there. So we spent the better part of 2008 to 2010 just struggling to stay alive, working sometimes part-time, sometimes for multiple companies because there just wasn't a lot of opportunity. It was very hard, almost broke us, but we survived. In 2010 is when we started this company. And by 2015, we put together our licenses and everything. And life was good. We've been very blessed since that point. But that struggle there was amazing. Even my boys, we still reflect on the period of 2007 to 2010 is really learning how to live with less, being grateful, learning how to network and making sure that we were involved in everything where we could make the right connections and build the type of relationships that would allow us to be successful going forward after that very traumatic period in the construction world.
But you got that military grit though, right?
Amen. Let me tell you, it takes a little bit of that. Yes, sir. It may have been a little worse than military. It really was.
So, Larry, what is the one thing you want our listeners to remember about Nice Roofing?
Well, I will tell you, one thing that I'd like them to remember and one thing I'd like them to know about our business is, you know, before, you know, buying a roof is a big deal. I mean, most of the costs now are probably average anywhere from $15,000 to $50,000, somewhere in there for an average Treasure Coast home. It's a big decision. It's one that most people, they either live with it until they sell the home, or if they stay in the home, you know, you're talking about a 20 to 50 year commitment, depending on what you choose. You know, it's just good to know who you're doing business with. I'd love them to, before they make a final decision, come down to our showroom. I have a beautiful facility here. Meet our team. We have such a high retention here. Everybody that we hire mostly stays. We've probably only lost maybe 7 employees in the last 9 years. There's 54 of us here. So it's just, we have a great culture, great, responsive people here. Before they make their decision, I'd love them to just come down and meet us and take a look at the products and services that we offer.
So Larry, I'm sure there's some people that's getting hounded by their insurance company. You know, fix your roof.
That's right. That's all day.
and they're asking the question, how? How can they get more information on Nice Roofing?
So they can, of course, obviously you can go to our website, www.niceroofing.com. You can call us toll free at 844-772-ROOF, which is 7663, or locally 772-361-6580. Or they can just swing by the office. We've got people here all day, every day, great greeters that can give them all the information they need. We're at 3401 South US Highway 1 here in beautiful Fort Pierce.
Well, Larry, I really appreciate having you on the show. We wish you and your business the very best moving forward.
Garfield, thanks for having us. It was a pleasure, buddy.
Thank you for listening to the Good Neighbor Podcast, Port St. Lucie. To nominate your favorite local businesses to be featured on the show, go to gnpportstlucie.com. That's gnpportstlucie.com or call 772-362-3840.